Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Karisos Daf Chaf Dalet, Karisos 24. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara has been discussing a shor, a nisko, an ox that was set to be stoned, and that was decreed by a court that it was supposed to be stoned and put to death because it was in violation of one of the laws of the Torah. And about this, the witnesses who testified in front of the court, they were found to be liars, to be false witnesses, and so then the law is reversed. So says Rabbi Kruspadai, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Shor HaNiskol, this ox that was set to be stoned, Shehuzamu Edov, that after the court came along and gave the ruling and said that this ox should be put to death, and then the witnesses were found to be liars, Edim Zomim, which we overrule the law, we still say whoever grabs this ox after the court's ruling was overturned, Zachabo is going to be able to acquire the ox. And Rashi says, because the Hefker who Mishanig Mardino, that once the court gave its ruling, the ox became ownerless. And Rashi explains it in the next Rashi, which we'll get to in a moment, where it says, Rava, Mistabra Taima de Rabbi Yochanan. It's logical to assume that the reasoning behind Rabbi Yochanan's position is could go into Amrile Nirba Shoro, where the witnesses say that the ox was sodomized by another person. And in this case, we're going to say that the owner will indeed give up ownership because he's going to believe them, and so therefore he's going to declare his ox ownerless because he knows that it's going to be stoned in the end. As Rashi says, V'gamru dino b'skiu alpihem, on the basis of this witness's testimony, the ox was sentenced to death by stoning. Rashi's language is crucial. Devadai mistama afgre mine. For sure, the owner will abandon it. Desavar edi emesain. He's going to say these are true witnesses that my ox was indeed sodomized. I had no idea. Hilkach hefkerhu. So therefore, since he abandoned it, it became ownerless. Even though he abandoned it under a mistaken pretense, it's still going to be considered ownerless in this circumstance. However, says Rava, Avo Amru, Rava Shoro, but if they say this man actually sodomized his own ox, well then it wouldn't become ownerless because Hu Ba'atzmo made the idea to a Rava, he'll know the truth, and although he never actually sodomized the ox, and so therefore V'lo Mafkirwe V'tarchu Ma'asi Edim, therefore he'll never decree it ownerless, and he'll never give up hope on it, and he's going to go out of his way to go and bring witnesses. And so says the Gemara, well if that's the case, then the case where he himself was accused of sodomizing it, he will not abandon hope, or as a case of where he heard that somebody else sodomized it, he will abandon it. Why is that different from a different case with respect to an irani dachas? We're talking about a city that was called the city of that was sentenced to be completely destroyed because they testified about the city that most of its inhabitants were worshiping idolatry, and the law is about such a city that all the money in that city becomes prohibited to derive any benefit from it. And about such a city, Shehuzamu Edeha, let's say its witnesses were found to, the witnesses who testified about the Edim Zomim were found to be false witnesses. We say under those circumstances, Ko Amachzik Ba Zachaba, even though the witnesses were found to be false witnesses, and there had been a time where all the stuff was sentenced to be destroyed. So then, if after the witnesses were found to be false, everything becomes not set to be destroyed. So what's the status of all those possessions? The law is, according to Rish Lakish, that it becomes ownerless and anybody could take it. And at first glance, the Gemara wants to know, shouldn't this be the same thing, that the people there will know that they didn't sin, they'll know that this is false, and so therefore, according to Rava's logic, they would never have given up hope on it, and so therefore it should remain theirs. So the Gemara says, no, it's a different case. Irani Dachas de Rabim Ninu, the case of the city of Irani Dachas, there, that's a large city, or there's many people there, and so therefore Kochad Amar Badate, everybody's going to say, okay, I didn't sin, Ana Lochate Achrina Chate, okay, I didn't sin, but my neighbor must have sinned, and that's why we received this sentence, Umavkir Memone, and therefore he's going to give up his money, and he's going to abandon hope. But here, that is dependent upon the person. The person knows in the end of the day that he didn't sin. And so therefore, he will not give up hope, and he's going to go and bring witnesses. That is the distinction that the Gemara draws. We see from here that if a person knows he did the mistake himself, that he didn't do what he was accused of, he's not going to give up onerous. He's not going to give up hope about recovering it. However, the Shulchan Aruch rules with respect in Chol Shem Mishpat Simel Chaf Hei, that if there was a dayan, if there was a judge who made a mistake about a open law, about a clear black letter law, that the law is reversed, that the law is returned. And the Shar Mishpat asks a tremendous question, that this really contradicts our case, because all the authorities rule that even if the person has paid the other person, the person who the ruling went against him, went ahead and paid it, we still say that the law, that the money goes back. And it seems to be that in direct contradiction to our sugya, because here we're saying that it becomes onerous if it's out of his control. And in that case, we're going to say that in the case of Choshen Mishpat, we're going to say that the money goes back. So why in our case is it declared onerous if it's once the court rules? Where in that case, it goes back to the original owner. So this is a question raised by the Shar Mishpat, which many commentators try to answer, and they provide distinctions, but that will be for another time.